Tommy McNeil. Rather than using his Twitter account, President Trump verbally lashed out and doubled down on his statements that four U.S. lawmakers should go back and help fix the totally broken and crime-infested places from which they came, even though three of the four were born in the United States. VOA's Patsy Vidakaswara reports.
The president was responding to a question about his Twitter attacks against four Democratic congresswomen, including Ilhan Omar, an American Muslim born in Somalia.
When I hear the way they talk about our country, when I hear the anti-Semitic language they use, when I hear the hatred they have for Israel and the love they have for enemies like Al-Qaeda, then you know what? I will tell you that I do not believe this is good for the Democrat Party.
Other than Omar, Democratic congresswomen of color targeted by Trump include Alexandria Ocasio-Cortez, Rashida Tlaib, and Ayanna Pressley. They condemned the president's remarks as racist. The president's remarks came as his administration announced changes making it harder for foreigners to seek asylum in the United States at the southern border. Critics say the new rule announced Monday is illegal and will be challenged in court.
VOA's Patsy Vidakaswara reporting. Top Trump administration officials vowed on Monday to fight what they termed a rising tide of anti-Semitism that at times has turned violent and caused mass murder. Calling anti-Semitism cancer, Attorney General William Barr said he was deeply concerned about the rise of hate crimes and political violence, including a marked increase in bias attacks targeting members of the American Jewish community. Hate crimes in the United States increased by 31% between 2014 and 2017, while anti-Semitic incidents jumped by more than 50% over that same period. This is VOA News. Iran threatened Monday to revert its nuclear development program to pre-2015.